Welcome back to Urban Noosa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations. First ever sweep against the Bulldogs last weekend. What was your team's reaction to that win?
First of all, any win is in WCHA is big, but then when you do it in overtime, it just kind of adds to it. So, yeah, they were really excited. It was a good hockey game, very entertaining game. I thought Duluth played it very, very well. Very impressed with how they came back, you know, on a short rest and third road trip in the row for them. I was really impressed with their performance on Saturday. But I thought our team was really resilient. We had a great pushback in the second, got a big goal by Kristen Huber to tie the game up. And it was just a battle. I mean, it was back and forth. Both teams, I thought, had some chances. But I was really, really impressed with our overtime. I thought we definitely carried the play. And, you know, Lauren Miller just made a big-time play and won it for us.
Normally, a shorthanded goal would have been a kiss of death. What's so special about this team that they're able to bounce back?
Well, I think everybody realizes you get down by one. That's just one shot. You know, that's kind of the mentality. Everybody has faith in Britt that she's going to hold it right there. But I think it's important that, you know, we just try to take it a shift at a time, a period at a time, and regardless of what the scoreboard says, you know, obviously you just got to keep going out there and playing. And you know, our leadership is really, really a key there and in regards to that. But I think it's just a mentality that, the Beavers are never going to quit. So regardless of what the scoreboard says, we're going to go out there and keep playing hard.
You said it, Beavers never quit. That's been the motto since your playing days, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like to tell a story. When I first got the job here, I was working a hockey school over in East Grand Forks, and I had a couple of the North Dakota players working for me. It was a clinic that, for 12U, 10U, you know, girls. So having those two, I thought was nice to just have some college players. And I asked them, I go, what do you guys think of Bemidji State women's team? And they just said, they never quit. Both of them said that. So that was a really good feeling for me coming in, that was the type of culture that I was coming into.
You mentioned Brittany Mowat, WCHA Defensive Player of the Week, fourth time in her career she's been honored. She's such a quiet, humbled goaltender. I know we talk about her a lot and all the great things she does, but really what is it about her that makes this team play so hard for her?
Well, she's just a wonderful person. You know, she has that personality. She works hard. She's, like you say, she's very humble. She never tries to draw attention to herself. She lets her play do the talking, and the team sees that. The team sees how hard she works in practice, and for a goalie, that's so important, because if you get a prima donna in there and somebody that's yelling and complaining and pointing out people's mistakes, those players are less apt to work hard for that particular type of player, and particularly when it comes to blocking shots. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, it's like, all right, you go ahead and stop this, but that's not our team. They'll throw themselves in front of pucks. They'll do whatever they can to help Britt out. But again, that's just a reflection of her and the type of person she is.
This weekend, you take on your first ranked opponent, number 6, UND. I know Schultze always calls the national polls a popularity contest, but what are your thoughts on the rankings?
You know what? They really don't mean anything at this point in time. I mean, obviously, for us to be in there is certainly nice, especially for our fans and parents. But, you know, our team realized that there's a long, long way to go in this season. The biggest thing is what's at stake, and that's the 3 points that we're playing for tonight, and that's really our mindset. As the season goes on, it gets towards the end. Obviously, that's when that pairwise becomes more and more important. But right now, it's those 3 points that we're playing for today. That's our focus.
Everyone's been hyping up the goaltender battle that'll happen this weekend between Mowat and Amsley Benzie of North Dakota. After scouting Amsley Benzie, what have you seen out of her that you guys have prepared for?
Well, first, she's an outstanding goalie, no question. I've been familiar with her for, you know, going back to her days at Warroad. She's a great athlete. Obviously, getting to know her, she's a very nice person as well. And same thing, her team plays hard for her. She's tough to beat on the first shot. So, there's no question that we need to try to create traffic and try to make her uncomfortable and see if we can't create some chaos around that net. She's last year she got just on an incredible roll at the end of the year, and we ran into that in Grand Forks. She was virtually unbeatable. So I know they're splitting the goalies this week. At least that's what they've indicated. But regardless, both of their goalies are outstanding, so we know we're going to have our hands full.
Taking a look at your lines, I see one big change. Tegan Rose, the senior out of Gibbons, Alberta, is going to get her shot at playing on that fourth line. How hard has she worked to get to this point?
Well, a remarkable story there about Tegan. Just to be able to play right now is incredible, and she's worked very, very hard. And when she first got the word that this was even a possibility, and she went ahead and had the surgery that was required. Once she came back, she went at it, and she worked extremely hard all last year during the end of our year spring workouts. She was one of our hardest workers. She came back in great shape. You know, she's put her time in, and she's definitely earned an opportunity to be in the lineup today. You know, we've had some injuries. She's not traditionally a forward, but she certainly when she has the puck on her stick, she can do some pretty good things with it. So anxious to see how this game's going to go for her.
It'll sure be fun to see her play. I know I spent a lot of time hanging out in the press box last year with her while she was doing video for your team, so it's fun to see her back out on the ice. Taking a look at the rest of your lines, any big changes?
Nope. It's, pretty much the same. The one change has always been with either Emily and Emma, who's on that wing, and Tegan now will be about the fourth player that's had that opportunity, and it's just a matter of giving these players an opportunity to play because they've earned it in practice, and it doesn't seem to affect either Emily or Emma because I've really been impressed with that line in all of our games, and they're going to be important again this weekend. It's for us to be able to go four lines against a team like North Dakota, I think we'll really pay dividends.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, a number of things. We need to play our game. You know, we need to play fast. We need to get pucks deep. We need to possess the puck as much as we can. Defensively, it's going to be really, really important that we have heels to the net. We box out because they're going to try to get to our goal. There's no question. And so we need to do a good job trying to prevent them from getting to Britt. Look, you know, and doing a good job of picking up rebounds, things like that. And at the other end, obviously, we got to, like I mentioned, try to make their goalie uncomfortable in terms of trying to take our eyes away and just creating some chaos. But again, every shift, you know, I say this a lot, but every shift's a big shift in a game like this. That's going to be vitally, vitally important.
Jim, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.